Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, when you think of string instruments like the violin and cello, the reflexive connection may likely lead to classical music, but these elegant orchestral instruments have a range far beyond what we view as traditional. Two musicians from San Joaquin County saw what was lacking in their field and felt trapped. So they did something about it, not just to satisfy their own needs, but also to educate others in an entertaining way about the foundation of American music. Stockton Soul was created as a revival to the days of soul orchestra, made popular by the likes of Motown in the 60s and 70s. The nonprofit takes their performances into classrooms and throughout the San Joaquin County community, including a musical wellness event happening this weekend. Darcy Ford James is the director of Stockton Soul, which will be hosting the Sound and Mind Celebration this Saturday, October 22nd. Thanks for joining us, Darcy. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
What do you love about being a musician in the Central Valley?
I just, you know, as a string player, the arts are so vibrant, especially in Stockton, and just the variety of things that I can do. We have a vibrant bluegrass community. We have the Stockton Symphony. It's just, you know, variety. And then now we have Stockton Soul. So I just love being able to be creative and share my joy of music and love of music with everyone around me.
When did your journey as a musician begin for you?
I started in elementary school in third grade. And it just happened to be something I excelled at. I had come from a musical family. And I just continued on and through middle school, high school, and into college. And just never let it go.
You know, throughout that time, you obviously saw that something was missing in the foundation that was already laid in San Joaquin County and Stockton. What did you see that was missing that led to you to create Stockton Soul and fill that gap?
Well, for me, as I was growing up, studying violin, there was really only one type of music that was brought to us, which was Western classical music. And I listened to soul music, hip hop, all kinds of different music at home. And I really craved being able to perform that music, be part of that music with my instrument. But I thought that I couldn't. I thought that it wasn't for me. I thought it wasn't for the violin. And so, you know, I saw this in my students. I saw their needs for this, for learning music that they loved. And that's why, you know, I just decided. And with Jonathan, you know, it was something I had wanted to do, but I didn't think it would be accepted. And he had this youthful, vibrant energy that made me feel optimistic and made me feel like this is something we could do. And so that's why we started Stockton Soul, because we wanted something for the community, for ourselves, for our students, something that we didn't have growing up.
It's been around for a little more than a year now. How do you describe the vision and the mission of Stockton Soul?
So our mission is that we're a soul orchestra that educates, empowers, and inspires our audiences using Black American music as our platform. And that really is what we do. We educate our audiences and we talk to them about the history of Black American music and really show them how this music is the soundtrack of our country. And even going all the way back to the roots music, the fiddle players of the 1690s, and the banjo actually is an instrument that was brought over from Africa. I mean, it's so deep and it's so ingrained in our history, and every major movement has this musical soundtrack. And we share that with them. And, you know, I remember we did a performance at Weston Ranch, and there were students that didn't know that jazz was created by Black Americans. And that's something that really just made me feel like what we were doing is so important. We're educating the youth about their own music, and it belongs to everybody.
How did you cross paths with Jonathan Ivey?
So Jonathan was a UOP student, and we both work with a musician in our area called Joe Davi, Joshua Washington. He's a composer and great, fantastic soul musician. He does orchestral soul. And so we did a recording session together, and I took him home, and I just told him about this idea that I had over time, but I just said, you know, I don't know if anybody would accept it. And he said, well, let's do it. And just that youthful idealism, you know, I'd been teaching for 20 years, I was kind of cynical, and just someone to say and just validate my idea, and say, let's do it, it just opened me up completely. And then I said, okay, let's do it. And then we did it. And we started it.
That is wonderful. But you also faced something that was painfully unexpected with your co-founder, with Jonathan. And it's now part of Stockton Soul's identity and their message to youth. What are you comfortable sharing about what happened to Jonathan?
So, you know, we met, it was in March of 2021. And we created our idea. We were together very close through the summer. He was like a son to me. You know, I picked him up. We did everything together. And I didn't see the deep depression that he had. I mean, he mentioned a few things. But, you know, to me, he seemed happy and joyful. And so I didn't probe and ask questions I wished I would have. And so things were really picking up. We started our small ensemble to do outreach. And we were doing rehearsals. And, you know, I noticed a little bit something going on, but I, like I said, I didn't probe in the way I wanted to. And he passed away. He died of suicidal depression. And it was a shock to all of us because, you know, we didn't know how bad it was. And we wished that we would have probed more and that he would have felt comfortable talking to us. And that's, you know, we use that now. We're very strategic in the music that we choose. And we talk to students when we go into the schools about, you know, Jonathan, we thought everything was okay. And if he had just told us things weren't okay, there's nothing we wouldn't have done for him. And we encourage them to talk to everyone around them about how they're feeling, to kind of destigmatize that conversation around mental health. And people are afraid to admit when they're not feeling well, especially mentally. And we say that, and we say, please, no matter how bad it is, let people know. They want to hear how you're doing. People, we love you. We want to know what's going on with you.
Following that, you continued with Stockton Soul. How did Stockton Soul take on a deeper or different meaning following what happened to Jonathan?
It was tough to continue when that happened. I'll be honest, I wanted to quit. But everyone around me really recognized the importance of the work that we were doing. And I saw it as an opportunity to go deeper with the students and just go deeper with audiences and let them know, you know, life is difficult for everybody. We all have challenges. And music is healing. And we can take that, we can take the trials and tribulations in our lives and we can turn them around and we can find beauty. And I feel like it's a big lesson for all of us. And so it's now become my life's mission. It's something I feel I have to do. I feel it's what the world needs, and Stockton Soul is the perfect vehicle for it, because we all love September, you know, by Earth, Wind, and Fire. We can all dance to that. We can all feel joy. And this story has so much meaning for everybody. Mm-hmm. So,
you sent us a song performed by Jonathan Ivey, Change Gonna Come. We're going to listen to it in just a moment, but what kind of set it up for us? Help us visualize this moment with Jonathan performing this song.
So that came from this particular song. I became obsessed with it around the time we started Stockton Soul. And I just, we had to do this song, but it was in the time where we couldn't find anywhere to rehearse and we were just starting. So I decided to do one of those video mashups where I had all my friends create their recordings of their instruments and put it all together. And then Jonathan did the vocals. And my friend Brian Kendrick engineered the sound. And so we made this really cool video of A Change Is Gonna Come. And, you know, we got him singing that song in like 3 takes. And it was just beautiful. And it was, to us, the representation of what we wanted to bring was the change in music, in classical music, that this change is gonna come. And it, now looking back, it's been so difficult to listen to it and watch it, but it seems to really fit our mission and what we're doing. It's a perfect song.
It's been too hard living. I'm afraid to stars. I don't know what's up there on the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come.
Yeah, that is just so powerful. You say that there's something about music that reaches out in a way that other mediums don't, and I think this encapsulates that profoundly. And as a consequence, it's paid dividends in the very, very best way to the Stockton community and San Joaquin County community. What kind of impact have you had on students and also just on what you call edutainment?
It's just been amazing. We started our assemblies in February for Black History Month, and the students have written to us and teachers have told us just the enormous impact that it has had on them learning about Black American music, but also that feeling of empowerment of, you know, we do a song called Apple Tree by Erykah Badu that talks about being who you are and not caring what people think. And that really, really speaks to them. We've reached over 3,000 students at 7 different schools. We have done a professional development in Lodi Unified for the music teachers. And every time, you know, the emotions are strong. You see the tears, you see the laughter, you see the gratitude, but just the joy. When we did September, just the students were bouncing in their chairs. They were enjoying the music so much. And like I said, music reaches, the arts reach you at a level that it's not your head, it's your heart. And, you know, I overheard your discussions with Sac City Unified and the fentanyl and just some of the tragedies and the ways to educate students. And I really think that music and the arts, it's a different way. We need the head learning, but we need that heart learning too. And that's where the music gets us.
I mean, this just must be so fulfilling for you, given that you have lived the benefit of having music in your life since you were a child. And then now you're sharing that with others and with youth and also music teachers. I mean, that must just, the response and feedback must just really be like this full circle moment for you.
It really is. It's, you know, I feel like my entire life has led up to this point. All my experiences and everything I've learned, it feels like this is the moment for what I'm supposed to do on this earth. I spent most of my life not knowing what that was, and now I do. And it fills me with so much joy. But the best part is what I know it's doing for students and the community. It's really not about me. It's about that. That's the most important thing to me.
Well, let's get to the wellness event happening this weekend on Saturday. It is Sound and Mind. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's going to be a wellness fair, and we have different exhibitors represented. We have some 12-step recovery. We have the Pacific Resiliency Center. They do mental health. We have somebody who does dance fitness. We're going to have lots of exhibitors, and then we're going to do our concert, and we're going to celebrate Jonathan and our history and how far we've come. We have Tama Brisbane is the poet laureate in Stockton. She's going to be our MC. It's going to be a great time. We're celebrating. It's really a celebration. And in the spirit of edutainment, we're going to educate, you know, the people who come about wellness and the different things they can do in their lives to feel better and take care of themselves, which is, you know, important to all of us.
Yeah, and this Saturday is just one moment to celebrate. I mean, this is really just the beginning for you and Stockton Soul. Do you have any other events or concerts in the works or coming up?
Yes, we're really excited about our holiday concert, which will be on December 3rd at 7 p.m. at Central United Methodist Church across the street from UOP. We're going to be doing a lot of holiday favorites like This Christmas by Donny Hathaway and some originals by my friend Joshua Washington, who is the Soul Orchestra composer. It's going to be a great time. So we hope to see a lot of people there at that event, too.
Darcy, thank you so much for making the trip. It's wonderful to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Darcy Ford James is the director of Stockton Soul, which will be hosting the Sound and Mind Celebration this Saturday, October 22nd. We have a link with more information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.